On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's keep going on the phones. Want to hear from all of you. Let's go. Kevin in Belmont. Hey, Kevin, thanks for calling. What's up?
What's up, guys? I was also at the game last night, and I'm a big Brock guy because what I love about him is his improvisation. Thanks for the drop. Yep. His improvisation and his decision-making. But going into the season, Brock was on the record saying that last year he was being a little too greedy on throws. I would think at this point he's got to take what the defense has given him. The interception intended for Ricky was really frustrating for me because, he had a ton of green in front of him.
Yep.
And I can't take the toe as an excuse because on that one scramble he had earlier going up the middle, he had some good burst on that. And I'm not going to lie, a lot of people that call in, I can tell that they never played ball because the best quarterbacks aren't the tallest or the fastest or the strongest. It's the best decision makers. Tom Brady was the greatest because he was an all-time decision maker. I would love if Brock was a check down Charlie like Brady was sometimes, because how many times have we seen Shanahan orchestrate a 15 play plus drive that ends up in the end zone? And then the other thing, just real quick, Bernardo Green lining up 12 yards off the line. McMillan burns him with a little like stop and go route. That was just really embarrassing. I think he ended up getting benched for Luter like in the fourth quarter. And the Shanahan, the scrutinization of Shanahan is just ridiculous for me. I mean, how many times have we seen this dude with the injuries of, you know, every team we've had? I mean, you guys have said the numbers of the injuries over the years, and he still has a team in position to win games. What he's done this year has been a masterpiece. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you. I think that's a great call. That's just a great call. Like, if there's the criticism of Brock Purdy today, I find this is where my mind goes, at least. I thought, obviously, yesterday was a very poor performance, and the criticism is you're still trying to do too much. Not all the time, but you're still trying to do too much. I think that there are certain plays where there's either nothing there or there's something there, and too often you're still trying to take too big of a bite of the turkey. And that is what he said before the year he wanted to stop doing. And I thought last night was an example of him still falling into the same trap.
See, for me, it just was him hesitating when he actually saw it. And the second one, the 1-2 Ricky Pearsall that the caller was talking about, that was one where he steps up, and yes, he could have run, and yes, he could have checked it down to George, but he's got his eyes deep down the field, which is what you want, and he sees Pearsall open. And I don't know if it's the toe, but you watch it back and you see him, he's kind of running to the line and he does a one-legged, just kind of a huck.
Yep.
Like he could have stopped for a half a beat and then really stepped into it and made a throw in front of Pearsall, but he just kind of flung it. And so for me, it was not a bad decision. It was bad footwork, really bad footwork, where you kind of went off a no base and you just flung it out there. And because you did that, you threw it right to where Ricky was and it became an easy pick. So I think that was a play that he saw that it was open, but fundamentally he made a very poor throw.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair way to look at it. I just, to me, I get you can take a bigger bite, you can take a bigger chance, try to get a touchdown, maybe it's there. The 15-yard run or whatever he would have gotten might have been more. It was candy from a baby, and that's what I would have done. That's what I would have taken. Tony in Santa Rosa. Hey, Tony, what's going on? Thanks for the call. Tony.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Tony. Tony? Man, I really wanted to hear that call, too. All right, Tony, try back, man.
Yeah, call us back, Tony.
Okay, let's go to Morgan in Morgan Hill. Hi, Morgan, what's up?
Hi, guys. Oh, man, so driving in this morning, listening to the Morning Rust, it's been so hard listening to all the Purdy hate. And here's my thing is, I'm a Purdy apologist, but I think it's reasonable. I want my big money quarterback taking shots downfield. I want my big money quarterback throwing up 50-50 balls for our wide receivers. And, when I got to work after hearing all the hate, I just started Googling, big name quarterbacks on Google. Have they led the league in interceptions? Brett Favre led the league twice. Peyton Manning led the league once. Drew Brees led the league once. Josh Allen led the league once. And then I stopped Googling. But I mean, I think if you look at all the big name quarterbacks, the reason that they're good quarterbacks is because they're taking shots downfield and giving their receivers 50-50 balls. And so, sure, this is going to happen, but I actually, and we're going to go through some growing pains with Purdy, but I kind of don't mind this. And I guess probably because we won the game, I don't mind it, but I just think that I'm okay with it. It's not, to me, it's not as doom and gloom as all the callers make it feel, for me at least.
Yeah, Morgan, thanks. I think there's a way to kind of split the difference with this, because I had that same take last week, and I remember saying this going into the game. I'm like, there are going to be some interceptions, and in general, I'm okay with it. I feel the same way. I want the quarterback to take some chances. I want him to push the ball downfield, but none of that takes away last night. This is a bad performance. This is a bad game for Brock Purdy. But you could do this through the history of the league. Do you know who would you guess led the league in interceptions last year, just last season in the NFL?
Boy, no guess, but I would say probably Joe Burrow.
No, it was not Joe Burrow last year. Actually, Burrow only had 9 in his 17 games. It was a tie at the top, 16 interceptions for Kirk Cousins,
okay,
who has a huge contract in Atlanta and then got benched at the end of the year, and Baker Mayfield, who was awesome.
Yeah, threw it a lot.
Awesome. 41 touchdowns, 16 picks, led the league in interceptions. So, yeah, and Baker had 2 the other night in only a half against the Rams, and then he got hurt. So, in a general sense, I don't mind a pick here or there. I just I don't know how you can explain away last night. Last night was just bad throws.
Yep. Good choices, I thought, bad throws. And the third one was just one of those ones where you get duped on a bad play design and you try to go back over the middle, and the corner who normally would be guarding somebody else had no one to guard. And so he was able to just run free. And that's why I always think more about interception rate than I do overall interceptions, because you were mentioning Baker Mayfield, who, Tampa Bay last year, they threw it an absolute ton, and Joe Burrow actually threw it more than anybody. Baker Mayfield threw it 570 times. So, yeah, 16 interceptions on 570 throws. You can kind of allow that based on what the interception percentage would be, and that's where I have a little bit of a hard time with Brock this year. His interception percentage, how often you throw a pick, it's one of the highest in football.
Yeah, it's too high.
Among the 5 worst in football.
Yeah. 4 games in, so there's a sample size problem there. But yes, it's too high. There's no question. How about Telmo in Salinas? Hi, Telmo. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? How you guys been?
Well, good, man.
So, you know, about that game, look, if you're going to throw three picks, getting the W really softens the blow. So there's that they have he has going on for him. But, you know, people love to hate on Brock, but go back to 2023 since he became a starter. He's top five in almost every single category. So, you know, he's not the bum everybody's saying he is today. Dibs, to your point, you're right. I think every throw, if you look at almost every throw last night, it was either slightly behind or a lot of them were high. And the receivers made good catches. I think it's really his inability to fully transfer the weight from the heel to the toe and the follow through, which gives you that the ability to keep the ball down and in front of the receivers. So, you know, I think you're looking at somebody who's not fully healthy yet. But, you know, the Niners are 8-4, and really, if you would have at the beginning of the season thrown every single thing out there that was going to happen in terms of injuries and everything like that, and said, "Hey, after 12 weeks, you're going to be 8-4," I think every Niners fan would take that. So, you know, I think we have to temper it a little bit. There's two winnable games coming up. I think they need to focus on those. Maybe Brock continues to get a little bit healthier, but he's a heck of a quarterback, and he's never had a wide receiver one like an Amon St. Ra or Justin Jefferson. Same thing like Jimmy never did, and it's been like almost a decade of the Niners not.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Longer than that, actually, of them not having a true, bona fide, consistent wide receiver one.
Telmo, thanks. Yeah, and I'm not even bothered by that. Like, I think that these whole bona fide number one receiver things sometimes are just overpaid luxuries that don't necessarily translate to winning. I do now want to forever call him Amon St. Ra. That's awesome.
That was
a ton of fun.
Brock Purdy has maybe the second best tight end in modern football history, and he's got maybe the second best two-way running back threat in the history of the game. So let's not cry in our beer over what Brock Purdy doesn't have.
Tom Brady, outside of his 1 year with Randy Moss, I mean, like he never had a bona fide number one receiver.
But he had an unbelievable tight end.
An unbelievable
tight
end.
That's the point. He had a couple of them.
Yeah,
so.
I just think it's chicken or the egg. Like sometimes you make that receiver a number one receiver. Many people think that that's how Brandon Ayuk went for 1,300 yards.
Well, that's how Juwan Jennings has been as good as he's been.
He's got plenty of weapons, and the dance, the unfortunate dance, because some of you think it's the toe, and if it's the toe, I don't know if it's the toe, but if it is the toe, then you can't be in there. And if you're in there, then it can't be the toe.
That's right.
That's the struggle. And so the Niners need to figure that out. Because if they do think it's the toe and it's leading to 3.5 picks, then you can't be in there anymore. That's as simple as it is. All right, so 888-957-9570. Keep going with your calls. Doing a great job today. Keep it coming. How'd you feel when this one ended? Were like, yay, 8-4. Or, oh, God, what was that? Like, anywhere in between. As soon as that final gun sounds, what's the emotion? Your chance to win great prizes every single hour tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Got Warriors tickets, DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, whole lot of stuff. So that's tomorrow every hour starting at 6, the Thanksgiving blowout on 95.7 The Game. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
From 12 yards out, he gets touchdown number 7 on the ground this season.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Victory Tuesday.
Yeah, doesn't feel like it. I'm trying to get people there. And that right there, great call from Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, Monday Night Football. That was the second half script. Again, the opening script, 15 plays, touchdown. That was 13 plays, 80 yards, touchdown. And yeah, I think Brock Purdy was on the field for that, wasn't he?
He was a quarterback last night.
Yeah, and he went on that drive, he went 5 for 5. On that drive, and by my numbers, I think that he was 10 for 10 in the second half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bad game, and Grandy's grade's coming up here within an hour, and none of us is going to give him, oh, you get an A, Brocky Poo. No, it was not a good game. It was a bad game, but there were good things that he did in that bad game.
Well,
so
they won.
Put some respect on it.
They won. I feel this a little bit. T-Dog just hit us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and said my emotions this weekend after the game were, thank God we got an easy schedule this year. I mean, there's something there.
For sure.
There's some validity to that.
There is, and there's also the sense that when they face good teams in the playoffs, assuming they get there, and I know they're north of 80% to get there, no matter who they play, unless they win the division, they're going to be an underdog.
Correct. Yeah,
even if it's at Tampa.
And road playoff wins don't happen often for anyone. Like they're really, really hard. What's weird though, at 8-4, you know, everybody loves to do the hey, you are what your record says. Well, they're 2-1 against the Seahawks and Rams.
Right.
So I don't know. Explain that to me for this crappy team that can't beat good teams. I don't know what to do with that. I'm not I'm not sitting here telling you they're better than the Seahawks and Rams. I'm simply telling you they're 2-1 against the Seahawks and the Rams.
And I'm telling you that you are what your record says.
Yeah.
And if you want to go last year and you look at the games that they gave away, Arizona, the Rams, and Seattle, 3 giveaways, if you would have done that this year, and we did the 10 plays a couple weeks ago, we did 10 plays as to why they are, I guess at that point, 6-4 or 6-3 or whatever it was. Those are the plays that last year they didn't make, and this year they're making them. And even yesterday, last night, Jair Brown with a pick in the end zone on a 1st-and-1 play from the 1.
Yep.
That was awful by Carolina, but he gets credit for jumping up and actually intercepting the football. He did that thing, and he had 2 picks last night. So the Niner defense, to me, is they're not getting the run today that they deserve because
that's totally
they
fair.
Could not intercept the ball ever, and now all they do is pick people off.
4-2 games.
Right.
Yeah. And I know Jacoby Brissett, Bryce Young, whatever. Like, no, you're beyond right with that. And part of that is just what we do for a living.
Right.
Like
it's the quarterback. It's Brock Purdy.
I mean, look, it was disappointing, but also a double-digit win. And if that makes us spoiled, then guilty is charged. And I think that we are a little bit spoiled. I also think it's fair to be a little bit spoiled based on the reality of the situation. The 49ers do have a lot of stars. They do. They are the better team. They were the big favorite. They are well coached. You know what I mean? Who's Carolina's coach? Go ahead.
It's exactly Dave Canales.
What I mean, how many people could have even that's you Shanahan haters. I'd love to
possibly
pop quiz you. I'm going to fire you through about 10 teams in the NFL, and you couldn't even tell me who the coach is, let alone whether or not you like him. At least a third of the league. You don't even know who their coach is. Kyle is having a masterful year. You can't work your way out of that with everything that's gone on. They're 8-4. Nobody here is going to blow smoke up your wahoo. Brock had a terrible night. He threw a bunch of balls that you can't do that. I guess he picked the right night to do it, though.
Yeah, he did.
By the way.
In the right year with the right schedule.
By the way, I just texted my mom. I don't know, just because I figured this might be good content. I texted my mom.
Can you help me fix my phone?
Well, no, I think, but it's on her phone, so hopefully she'll get it. Because, again, if you've been listening to us all day, she texted me at halftime last night, put Mac in! And I said, Mom, we're not doing this right now. I'm trying to find the bathroom, and the line is about a mile long. Mm. But Mom, they're not putting Mac in. They're ahead. But I came into work today with this little factoid that messes with some people. I can tell people are either don't know what to do with it or they get mad at me, messenger, that Brock Purdy's quarterback rating just this year, including last night, is higher than that of Mac Jones. Now,
his QBR, right?
About, okay. Yeah, so I mean, these are all, it's small samples, and it's twisted, and no, they're not that different. It's pretty damn close. But I get, that's the one thing this year that has bothered me. And if you want to make it about money, that's fine. But I keep hearing Mac Jones is balling, and Brock Purdy sucks. And it's like, you can't, like, I'm sorry, that's not accurate. You can do whatever you want with your opinion, but it's that's an inaccuracy. So I just texted her that fact. I just want to see. And she's usually very responsive, very quick, because they don't have anything to do. They're right, they're in their 80s and they're just hanging out at home. So I'm looking forward to the response. I just said, hey Mom, by the way, fun fact, Brock Purdy's quarterback rating this year is higher than that of Mac Jones.
But his QBR. The actual quarterback rating,
right.
Mac is way higher than Brock. 97.4 to 88.6, okay, quarterback rating.
But the QBR is the adjusted, which you actually like better.
I do like it better. And if you look at touchdown percentage, Brock is better. Interception percentage, Brock is way worse.
Way worse,
so
sure.
It really, if you want to talk about somebody balling versus the other guy, Mac Jones is much more accurate and more conservative. Brock Purdy makes bigger plays, but also makes bigger mistakes.
Yeah, he's trying to do too much. Hang on, she just responded. What do you think she said? She said, okay, I give up. That's what my mom said.
But you don't.
I wasn't trying to fight.
Up.
No, like I said, why do you? So I just texted back. Why do you give up?
And she doesn't give up.
No.
And if I know Ellen, and
you're
I've never met the woman,
you're allowed to have the opinion that
so
they should.
You go to Cleveland and you're down 9-6 at the half, and Brock Purdy's thrown two interceptions and he's fumbled. Then you're not done, Ellen.
Correct.
In fact, you're going to be texting Mark, my partner, at about 11:17. See, I told you they should have gone with Mack. Mac.
She's not. Too much of an I told you so person? A little bit, but not too much. Why, Granny wants to say something for my mom. What's up?
Well, I want to fight for Ellen's point of view.
Okay.
Because you can throw out numbers and say, well, you know, Brock's number, QBR, whatever the statistic you threw out, is better than Max.
Stats on a platter, Granny. That's a stat.
Congratulations.
That's it. I didn't have an opinion to go with it.
We could also discuss the context of those numbers, and the context of those numbers are that Mac was throwing to players like Kendrick Bourne and DeMarcus Robinson.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling
and Jake Tongis.
Who was Brock throwing to week one?
Well, he's played his last two games with a completely healthy Niners roster.
George Kittle, correct.
And offensive roster.
And his first two games, not.
Okay, his last two. He has played with a larger percentage of his snaps with a fully healthy offensive roster than Mac Jones is, and it's not that close.
Probably.
And the offensive line is healthy now for Brock.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So that has to factor in to how the statistics get to that point.
No question. Remember, I put it on a platter. You can do whatever you want with it. That's what you chose to do with it. Again, but I will forever fight this whole Mac was balling and Brock is terrible. It's not true. It's not true. It's because, like, the true answer to me is that, and this maybe is fair, we see them through completely different lenses. And you could argue you should. One of them's the starting quarterback and one of them's the backup quarterback. But just be very careful about spilling down the hill and going, Mac should be our quarterback now going forward. We should do that for 5 years. That's what we should do.
Well, no one's, I don't think, saying for 5 years because that ship has already sailed. You've signed Brock Purdy to that contract that hasn't even started yet. So what happened?
Sorry, she texted it in there. Go ahead.
No, share it.
No, I'm listening.
No, share.
But finish yours and then I'll share.
Share with what your mom said.
She said, because you keep telling me he's better. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
That was her way of saying that's enough of that.
Yeah, right.
Shut up.
She knows.
Mark.
Well, no, totally. She knows I'm on the air. She does not like being a part of the show. At all.
Well?
Remember my 50th birthday?
Yes.
How many people called in?
About 7 or 8.
Was she one of them?
Hey, Mark, it's Boach.
Yeah. Was my mom one of them?
I don't think she was, no.
Nope.
Hey, on your Mark, birthday. This is Boach.
My mom's like, yeah, asking me a no from me, dog. Anyway, you were saying?
I don't know what I was saying.
And you were talking about the 49ers.
I was just filling time until Ellen could text you back.
I'm sorry. She made me laugh.
Yeah, she's great. She's great.
Anyway.
It's all contextual, and we can talk about who was balling and who wasn't. Mac Jones has not, to my memory, had a game as bad as Brock did last night, and yet they still won the game. So you can look at all the numbers you want, QBR or interception rate or yards per game or quarterback completion percentage. It's all mostly contextual nonsense. Purdy's had more weapons. Purdy's offensive line is actually playing awesome now the last couple of games. And Mac Jones went to the Rams and won a game that nobody thought that they would win on a short week. So we can all pinpoint and we can hang our hat on whatever we want to hang it on. Mac has been really good. He's been shaky at times. Brock has been really good, and he's been shaky at times as well. And yet, here you are, you're 8-4.
Let's get back to the phones. 888-957-957.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
How about Jerome in Union City? Hi, Jerome. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Excellent, man.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, but long-time listener. I just wanted to
appreciate that.
Talk about a little bit about... Oh, yeah. You're welcome. But yeah. Just wanted to talk about Brock Purdy. He is a serviceable quarterback. He's decent, but honestly, I don't think he is worth that $250 million contract. The man's been in the league for 4 years, man, and he's only played one full season. So, I don't know why. I think the Niners messed up by paying this dude when he's only given one full season his whole 4-year career. Does that deserve $250 mil? I honestly don't think so. And with his mentality of being a gunslinger with a dink and dunk arm, I don't think that cuts it. The 3 interceptions in a game, that's just giving away the game, man. And then the Cardinals game, he pretty much could have thrown 2 interceptions that game. If that's the case, like, I don't think he's worth this $250 mil. But again, he's a serviceable quarterback. I just don't think he's worth that money.
Well, time will tell on that. I think a lot of people, thanks, Jerome. I think a lot of people.
Yeah. And a little unfair to say that he's only played one season complete.
Totally unfair.
Because
yes.
His rookie year, he was healthy all year. He just was third on the depth chart.
I also don't find what happened last year to be quote unquote not a full year. Like, people miss a game or two.
He missed a game, and then he got sat in the last game because it didn't matter.
I mean, Baker Mayfield might miss a game this week, and he missed a half last week. Does that mean he didn't play a full season? Lamar Jackson, how many games did he miss this year?
The majority of teams don't have just one guy quarterback all year.
I mean, Jalen Hurts missed a few games last year before they won the Super Bowl. So I'm with you. I push back on that comment. But what Jerome is feeling, a lot of people feel. And the only thing I can say to that is time always tells on contracts. But the other side to it is teams in the NFL do get stuck. I love when people are like, they should have made Purdy play on the final year of his deal. He wouldn't have done it. And you could say, okay, then we would have done something else. Okay, what? What would you do? You want the list of $50 million plus quarterbacks right now in the NFL? You tell me which ones are worth it and which ones aren't. Okay, I'll start from the bottom. Jalen Hurts. Is he worth
it? He's worth it.
Lamar Jackson.
Worth it.
Justin Herbert.
He's worth it.
Brock Purdy.
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay, I think that's fair. Jared Goff.
He's worth it.
Okay. Tua Tagovailoa.
Not worth it.
Trevor Lawrence.
Not worth it.
Jordan Love.
We'll see.
Yeah, I like that answer.
We'll see that one.
And then we're going to get Josh Allen.
He's worth it.
Joe Burrow.
Worth it.
Except for, boy, you want to talk about not finishing seasons.
Yep.
And then number one is Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he's not worth it.
So
even though they're still in the playoff hunt.
I like what you're saying. I think Brock Purdy and Jordan Love are that. I think that's correct. I think those are the, maybe even Justin Herbert, by the way. I'd do it, but I think it's fair to look at those guys and go, Let's see. These contracts are pretty new. Let's see where that goes. But yeah, you got at least 3 names on there that I would argue with you are shown themselves as not worth it.
Right.
And we'll see on Brock.
And you'll see with these other quarterbacks who are going to be coming up into that spot very soon. And, you know, we saw the guy last night, Bryce Young, and when he comes up, well, he's not going to be worth it. I wonder about guys who are going to be free agents at the end of this year, such as Daniel Jones. If you're Indy and you look at Daniel Jones, he's only 28.
They're going to keep him.
Right, but if they keep him, they're probably going to have to give him one of these $50 million a year fancy schmancies. Well, let's just say
it is.
Is he worth $50
million? Is he worth it? I mean, this year he has been.
The market is such that, you know, you get paid the market rate.
But I don't think that is the market rate for him. Each of them, you come into it as these guys are all different cats in different situations. I put Daniel into the situation that Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield were in, which is they've been cast off by other teams. Then they show that they've got a little something to boogie, but it's only been a short period of time. So does anybody want to go all in 5 years, $55 million? If you notice, what Baker and Sam got was more in the mid-30s and a shorter-term deal because people want to go, all right, you did it for 1 year. Can you do this again? Can you just become that guy in this system? And if you can, like Baker has, the next time you come up, now we're doing 50-something. I would bet that Daniel doesn't get more than 40. But yes, a very nice deal.
Yeah, and pending what they actually end up doing. And correct. I'm looking at Geno Smith, who got 2 years and 75, and you mentioned Darnold, 3 and about 100, and it was the same thing for Baker Mayfield. So you're probably right on that. But the whole idea of, are you worth it, are you not? And I'm thinking about these younger guys, and it's a little early to really project out for Bo Nix and, you know, Michael Penix Jr. and, you know, Jackson Dart, certainly. But, you know, you start to look at all these other quarterbacks. Drake May is a guy where he's on a trajectory where he might be in that $50 million or so. And is he going to be worth it? I mean, he looks to be the real deal.
He really does. But, but that's 2 years away before you have to worry
Brock
about
Purdy
it.
Brock Purdy sure looked to be that when he got his deal.
No doubt. The next big one that I think is a head-scratcher and is fascinating, the next big guy to come up is C.J. Stroud. Would you do it?
That's right. No.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
So what would you do then?
You would just go Davis Mills placeholder and trade for Mac Jones.
Oof. I know you're kidding, but like,
I mean, I'm only a little bit kidding because honestly,
that's tough.
C.J. Stroud is, Guru would, I think, call him a jag, just a guy.
See, I think C.J. can be really good if you protect, like, they got a terrible offensive line.
Yep.
You know, C.J. has had good years in this league. He has been to the playoffs multiple times. I would do it. I would do it. You got to surround these guys.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, stop ripping them for it. Brock Purdy's only good when he's got good players around him. Right. That's correct. That's correct. You have to have good players around you. Jalen Hurts is only good when he's got good players around him, I would argue. He is at the best offensive line in the league. And by the way, he's got two angry receivers. So, like, you have to have a good team to play well.
Yeah.
That's not a demerit that a lot of people use, my opinion.
Yeah, just it also depends on what you are doing as a team. And if you're Houston, you are not really looking for somebody to go out there and throw it 40 times. So can C.J. Stroud be a guy who can just manage your offense? Because the way D'Amico's built that thing, they have the best defense in football, and they've got a good, not great right now, running game. But, I mean, Marks is a good running back.
I don't know. They pay receivers around there, man. Nico got a huge deal.
Was that during D'Amico?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they drafted like three wide receiver. Like they drafted a ton of rookies this year. I wonder. I don't know if you're right. Maybe they don't do that because they can't. They can't protect him. So they're not. They want to get the ball out of his hands quickly.
Right.
But if they could protect him, I think they would love to jam it downfield a little bit more. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I've seen CJ go from a phenomenal rookie year, and I had him on my fantasy team last year, so I watched him really closely, and he regressed, and this year he got hurt, and he wasn't much better than he was last year.
Let's go to Barry in Burlingame. Hi, Barry. Thanks for the call. What you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you first.
You too.
Really, really appreciate you both. I just felt sort of beleaguered by the end of the game, and not because of Brock. I have a couple of things I want to say about him in a second. I think it's been a weird year because the schedule's been a lot less sexy than it was last year. I mean, remember, every game it felt like, not just division games, you know? Yeah, you're playing all of these teams, big-time teams. And this year, it's just been kind of a series of these teams that we don't play every year or even every second year. So, you know, I'm glad they won. Sure beat, falling to the bottom of that current playoff tier. But I want to push back on the kind of dismissiveness about his tone. So He's played in four games now, I think.
Yep, that's correct.
What if his two worst games been?
Jacksonville and yesterday.
Okay. Jacksonville, we all now know he came back sooner than he should have. We don't know when during that game, at least I don't, when he actually was re-injured. But, you know, 2.5 weeks was probably insufficient. He sailed throws. He didn't play well. He wasn't the Brock that we've come to know. Oh, by the way, the guy that told you he would have still picked him last, I think Brock would either be a late first round or early second round pick. That's just me, based on what I've seen.
I think you're right. Oh, did we lose him?
Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. Against Arizona, he'd been he'd rested for 6-7 weeks, right? He was probably as healthy as he's going to be all year. Then he comes back and plays a week later, and he's kind of back to being the Brock that we saw against Jacksonville, sailing some throws, maybe a little indecisive. Look, I'm not a podiatrist. I can't say with any certainty at all. I do know that neither the team nor the player would ever acknowledge that he is still somewhat physically limited. They just wouldn't do that.
No, that's totally true. Barry, we got to run. Here's exactly what Brock said yesterday about the toe and the throw.
No, toe's fine. Feels good out there. It's really just seeing the play develop in anticipation and letting it rip at the end of the day. So had nothing to do with my toe.
Yep. So it's not the toe. Oh, and Brandon Ayuk could be back anytime.
Right. Yeah. Hold your breath on that one.
I mean, look, yes, they lie at the podium sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I'm not saying he is here.
Yeah, it's not the toe. And if it's the toe, then you've got to go and let Mac Jones throw.
Okay, doctor. We're brought to you by Fremont
like
Bank. Yeah, exactly. Here for you, here for good. We tried to, like, I don't know, Boogie, a couple more quick calls. We got grades. We got Steve Kerr. Got a lot to do. We're heading into the 5 o'clock hour. Let's go. Niner fans, did that make you feel good, bad, somewhere in between? It's Willard and Dibs.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And you never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line. So make sure to keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
Actually, you do know sometimes.
I do.
Yeah, you're going to be on in about 20 minutes on the River Islands guest line.
Steve Kerr.
And YouTube.
Love it.
Speaking of basketball coaches, can we be quick but don't hurry?
Sure, John Wooden.
All right. Let's do that. Some more people want to weigh in. We want to do Grandy's grades, and we see if we're going to do it all before Steve Kerr joins the program.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now. How about Dom? Big Dom.
Hey, how you doing?
In San Francisco.
It's Big Dom. You guys don't know Sirianni. Like, I know Nick. He's a good guy.
Hi, Dom. You'd like him. What are you doing, Dom?
I love the rational conversation, man. I'm over here chilling, getting off of work, ready to chat with y'all real quick.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. So to answer your question about how I felt after the Niners game last night, you know, I'm looking at the stats of everything. We got Christian Michael McCaffrey as the number 5 wide receiver on the season currently in terms of receiving yards. You got him running his ass off on the ground. You got our defense patchwork, bailing us out of the game yesterday. And then you have Brock Purdy throwing 3 interceptions. All I ask is this sustainable? And when we get to the playoffs, when we start playing against teams who can move it down the field and who have defenses that can cause you some problems, are we going to be able to go ahead and sustain this type of performance to get us over the hump and potentially get back into the Super Bowl to host it here in San Francisco?
Well, there's a few ways to answer that. Dom, thank you so much. Oddly, my first response to is this sustainable is that it doesn't have to be. I don't really know exactly what sustainable means, because that sort of makes it sound like the same thing is happening every week and the same thing is not happening every week.
I guess sustainable through January.
No, but sustain what? Like, in other words, the premise was, can they win while they're playing like this? And I'm like, I don't know that they're playing like this. That's how they played yesterday.
Right.
That's not how they played last week.
No. And it's how they played yesterday, and how they played yesterday was the defense was great, yeah, and Brock Purdy stunk.
Totally. But I don't know that, like, so if you're asking if it looks like yesterday, would they win a playoff game? No, not in my opinion. Not in my opinion, but I'm well short of deciding that what you saw yesterday is just now characteristic of the Niners. Like, no, I'm not going to expect the defense to hold the other team to single digits and have Brock Purdy turn the ball over three times and Christian McCaffrey fumble. No, I don't. Like, no, that's not a good formula.
No, and that's not a formula to win. And the fumble that McCaffrey had, you were very fortunate to get it back. There were two Panthers who had different chances to get it, and McKivitz came all the way from his right tackle spot across the field to dive on that thing. Juwan Jennings kept it alive and fought for it, and then you recovered it some 12 yards down the field. So that usually doesn't happen, and you had a couple more takeaways. So, yeah, what happened last night, it's not sustainable, because when you play good teams, you're probably not going to be able to play like that on offense and get away with it.
Totally. Niners going to have to play better. Brock's going to have to play better. Scott, 680, I think, although he's been there for over a half hour. Did you get off 680, Scott?
I've landed in Fairfield, boys.
Out of bed.
I'm back home.
Yeah.
And so, getting ready for it. And just before we go, happy Thanksgiving, fellas. I appreciate you guys. Thankful for you guys keeping me occupied and entertained on my commute daily.
You it too, Scott.
It's a pleasure listening to you.
Thank you so much. Thank and you. So, to you as well.
Thank you. So, a couple weeks ago, right when Brock was getting ready to return in the morning, they were talking about how are your emotions going into the game. I called in and I was like, I have a mixed bag, right? I'm super excited and super nervous that Brock is going to put too much pressure on himself to be great right away. That didn't happen against the Cardinals, maybe because the Cardinals suck. He played great, and so maybe I was a week late. I don't know if Brock put extra pressure on himself. But he got cooked, right? We played a better DB squad. They came out there. They had the takeaways. I'm not mad at Brock. I'm not upset. The game was not exciting at all. I don't know why. Brock can have that. Move on. But, you know, I was worried that the fans were going to start calling for Mac Jones. That happened a little bit last night. I'm like, great, here we go again with the fan quarterback controversy. So I hope that doesn't happen. You know, quarterbacks make mistakes. They have bad games. You know, I hope that it humbled Brock. We can slow down a little bit, and next week he plays a lot better, although it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the Browns. My biggest concern is, you know, Mac Jones did do more with less. I like Mac. I like his position where he's at, QB2. I love that he can step in. But I really don't want this to be a week-in, week-out thing where Brock is just, you know, slinging it. I want him to sling it. I want him to throw the ball down the field. I want him to be accurate and make plays. But also what I realized last night is we're cooked without Christian because Ricky's back, Kittle's back, and it seems like, you know, Kittle and Christian are the only people touching the ball. Ricky Pearsall was talking about how tough Christian McCaffrey was to get 30 touches. He's like, hey, we all want that. I want that. Like, I really hope it just doesn't continue to be that way for the rest of the season and, you know, drama starts to brew a little bit in that locker room, but, like, can we touch the ball? Like, so, you know, Brock had his game good. Humbled himself, hopefully. He's the type of guy, he's going to recognize it, self-aware, and hopefully he comes back next week and puts all of us, you know, at ease.
Yeah.
But, you know, for $53 million a year, hey, buddy, step it up. We know you can right. do it.
Well, and obviously he's not doing that. There's no $53 million this year, but I get what you're saying. And Scott, I don't know that Brock needs to be humbled. Brock's humility, not much of an issue there.
No.
The Christian point, though, is totally fair. I don't know what the Niners in this particular season would look like without him. And it's kind of a scary situation going forward. I would argue that in the draft next year, running back is absolutely a high-level priority, and the 49ers have been terrible.
Yeah, please don't pick a running back.
They have to.
They really don't.
They need one.
They need to stop trying. Suck at it.
Then what are you going to do? You have to get one somehow.
You have Brian Robinson Jr., and you can trade for another guy that.
I don't care if you trade. Like, you have to acquire. You have to acquire.
I care. Stop drafting them.
Okay.
And just please.
Okay.
I mean, I beg of you, Ty Davis Price. I beg of you. And I'm trying to remember all the other bums that they've taken who've gone on.
There was
Joe Williams, who never played.
Yeah, Trey
and the
Sermon.
Latest, I'm afraid to say, is Isaac Garendo.
Well, and don't forget this year. You got Jordan James from Oregon.
Right, and he's been too hurt to even go.
To think that a good player would come from there is laughable.
Red flag in and of itself.
Go ahead.
Yamador Lenore, excuse me?
Yeah, taking running backs. Okay.
Well, the point is the preparation to get ready for Christian's either his downhill or expiration of contract or whatever you want to call it. Like, you're already on what feels like somewhat bought time this year. Like, you're going to have to start preparing for that
at some
very,
point,
very soon.
His touches this year, 298. Yeah. Every other offensive player, 326.
Incredible.
And that includes both quarterbacks. If you take out the quarterback's touches, which are only runs, then McCaffrey has more than 50% of all touches.
Yeah, it's wild. All right, real quick, let's go to Tony in Santa Rosa. And Grandy's Grades, moments away, Steve Kerr in 15 minutes. Hi, Tony, what's up?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
A couple people called in earlier, and I always had to say, Willard, you know, I don't know about the stats because it's not really a stat, but I don't know about when people say, yeah, and he almost threw a few more interceptions. I mean, I feel like that's the case with all quarterbacks.
Agreed.
When a lot of quarterbacks throw almost interceptions, they're not really a stat, you know? But people like to go back with Brock and be like, oh, he threw those two. Those other ones could have been three. Or he threw three touchdowns, but those almost were. Like, no one's like, hey, I mean, the missed opportunities on the opposite side of the defense. But no one's like, hey, Tom Brady, hey, great game. Or Josh Allen, he almost threw two, though.
Well, it's a stat that exposes whether you like a player or not. It's that simple. An almost interception is a thing if you don't like the player. If you love the player, then those just dissipate. They dissipate into thin air.
And you said that Brock had a higher QBR than Mac Jones. That's QBR, not quarterback rating.
Correct.
Right?
That's QBR. That's kind of more based off I misspoke when I said team. Correct.
Yeah.
And I like Mac Jones, and he helped up the team promote. That's why we're in this predicament that we're in as far as headed towards the playoffs possible. But I like Mac, but I just feel like he did good, but I feel like he wasn't doing much at the same time. A lot of short passes. He wasn't really throwing down the field a lot. Kind of more safe. I don't want to say Jimmy Garoppolo because that's what a lot of people tried to say. But I just feel like it was more dink and duck, and he wasn't really pushing it down the field. So his opportunities for failure weren't that much. I mean, I get it. Brock is a greedy guy. I feel like it's Thanksgiving. You know, you just gave him a piece of pumpkin pie. He wants the pumpkin cheesecake and the blackberry and the blueberry too. But it's like, damn, he wants to go down the field.
I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry, Tony. Thank you very much. Yeah, I agree with all that. But, you know, that's what you're asking Mac Jones to do. I don't want a backup quarterback come in, start slinging the thing all day. That's not the way the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan play football anyway. Mac did a great job. Mac did a great job. And the only reason I say that Brock has opened the door to the Mac Jones conversation is, again, if you see what you saw last night start to repeat itself and have it lead to deficits at halftime.
Yeah, lead to losses.
Yeah, we're far from that at this point. Hey, we're talking it all out on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch a local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.